he had a very unique trajectory in his career. He started off as a baseball player and had a career-ending injury and pivoted to entertainment and just kind of piggybacked on this ability that he had to do voices and comedy and sing. And he found a way to turn that into a profession. And he toured on the corporate gigs for several years, and he finally got an opportunity to go to Las Vegas. But most of his success was based on word of mouth and just this kind of mystique that he had built up in Las Vegas. So he didn't go on talk shows very often. He didn't do sitcom specials, or he didn't guest star in any films. And so outside of Las Vegas, he was very, he wasn't very well known, but inside of Las Vegas, he was the biggest star in town for 12, 13 years. The highest honor you can receive in Las Vegas is Entertainer of the Year. And he won that award 12 years in a row.
The news release says your documentary confronts the mystery surrounding your dad's death at age 52. I'd read it was a pre-existing heart condition. Was there a mystery?
Yeah, so there was a lot of health issues that my dad suffered from. And I think his drive and determination to be the best entertainer he could be and to really deliver a great performance for his audience every night, he really pushed himself beyond the limits that his body would really take. And he suffered from several health issues that really compounded over time. And I wasn't aware of the extent of all of them until I started making the film. And it was really heartbreaking to know the amount of pain that he was in throughout those years.
We can see your motivations, those of a son wanting to create this documentary, showcasing your dad's many talents and accomplishments. Why do you want Iowans to go see this? What's their motivation?
Well, I think you'll be inspired. You'll be entertained, that's for sure. I want to take the audience on a ride. I want to take you almost like you're seeing Danny Gans for the first time, and you're also learning about his life. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry, you're gonna learn something, you're gonna be inspired, and I hope that the audience leaves the theater feeling very moved and just overall entertained.
And can you talk a little about why you picked Dubuque for this screening of your documentary?
Well, I've heard several great things about this film festival, and I submitted late last year. And when I heard that I had gotten selected, I was very excited. I've spent a lot of time going on the festival circuit and visiting different cities and doing festivals, and Dubuque and the festival there and the work that they do to really treat their filmmakers well. I had to be a part of it. And so I decided to make the trip out, and I want to be there to meet the people that come to see the film and talk about it with them and share my experiences with them. And the festival experience is a really fun thing. And I've heard that this festival in particular is really supported by a lot of the local families, and the way that it's run is just very top notch.
Will there just be the one screening of your film, and will you do a Q&A afterwards, or are there multiples? Not sure quite what the schedule looks like yet.
Yeah, so there's going to be two screenings of the film. The first is April 20th at 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Phoenix Theaters. And the second screening is April 21st at 12:30 at the Grand Opera House. And I'll be there for both screenings, and I'll be doing Q&As and meet and greets after both of them.
Terrific. Andrew, I think that's all the questions I had for you. Is there anything key here you think we missed that you wanted to pass along?
No, I just hope that people come out and enjoy the film, enjoy the festival. I'm going to be there wandering around and meeting people and sharing my story. So I hope that it'll be a great experience for everyone.